So you're also given the fine detail table for the carbonyl, which you need to remember that it exists. So in your final exam, then you get a page with several of these plots. You're getting one for the infrared, you get another one for proton NMR, another one for carbon-13. There's a little inset for the infrared one, which gives you the detail for the carbonyl. And this will enable you to pick, if you see that there's a band at 1700 and something or other, you'll go carbonyl. But then you have to go, okay, well, that band then is at 1738. 1738, well, that can really only be an ester. It's not close enough for this thing to be an aldehyde or anything down here. It's not high enough for it to be an acid chloride. So I'm definitely expecting that you use that information. Now the bands from 1500 to 600, these are not useful for pinning down the functional group. They're used simply to say, well, if I want to know, is this the same compound as something that's been made before in the literature? You have to get an absolutely identical fingerprint. So the positions of the band must be the same, and also the intensity, in a relative sense, must be the same through that fingerprint region. So it's 1500 to 600. Now, that table of information there, I provide you with in the exam. You've got to remember that it exists for multi-choice as well, because I can ask lots of little questions in multi-choice about what group could this be based on the infrared. And so remember that